Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Could another member of the Kennedy family be about to enter politics in Massachusetts? 31-year-old Joseph Patrick Kennedy III, son of former Congressman Joe Kennedy, is considering a bid for the state's fourth congressional seat, the one being held by outgoing, retiring Congressman Barney Frank. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports this morning on Kennedy's decision to try and extend his family's political dynasty.
Joe Kennedy III has an impressive resume. Stanford undergrad, Harvard Law, assistant district attorney for the Cape and the Islands, and most recently assistant DA for Middlesex County. At Harvard, he worked in legal aid, helping tenants facing eviction. He was in the Peace Corps in the Dominican Republic and speaks Spanish. But in Newton Center, the heart of the district Kennedy wants to represent, the first question voters had was, which Kennedy is he? Well, he's the son of Joe for Oil Kennedy, the former congressman who runs Citizens Energy. Here are Lenny Weber, Sam Bielak, and Ziva Paley.
I really don't know much about him. I've seen him. He seems to present well. If he had some of the same values, ideas, etc., as the other Kennedys, I would definitely vote for him.
I don't know anything about him. I know the father a little bit. I would have to wait and see what his policies are.
A little young. I'd like to know, you know, how does he want... Everybody want to fix Washington, but how do you do that? That's the key questions. Maybe a Kennedy will open doors, and that's always good.
Until now, Kennedy III has had a low public profile. But last January, he sounded a bit like a candidate when he delivered the annual City Upon a Hill speech before the Massachusetts legislature. It was the 50th anniversary of the famous speech delivered by his great uncle, John F. Kennedy, weeks before he became president.
The rhetoric in Washington has been toxic. Anti-war protesters holding up signs saying death to terrorist pig Bush. Tea Party protesters shouting out racist and anti-gay slurs to members of Congress. Images of both political parties showing opponents in the crosshairs of a rifle scope. This isn't what President Kennedy stood for.
In a statement, Kennedy says Washington lacks common sense and fairness. He says he has a deep commitment to public service and experience finding bipartisan solutions. Kennedy is not a total newcomer to politics, says Paul Kirk, who temporarily served in Senator Ted Kennedy's seat after he died.
He and his brother managed Senator Kennedy's last senatorial campaign and was exposed through that to the Massachusetts political scene. Did a great job as a surrogate candidate, traveling around, making an impression on people. A curious listener, learning for himself what is involved in this kind of an effort.
There's plenty of family experience with politics, but observers note the family name is no guarantee of success. Democratic political consultant Michael Goldman has worked on campaigns for Kennedy's father.
When you're knocking on doors, it doesn't matter whether your name is Kennedy or Smith. You still have to ask people for your vote. You still have to do a tremendous amount of field work. You have to raise money, and you have to have a message.
Even though he worked with him less than a year, Kennedy's soon-to-be former boss, Middlesex DA Jerry Leone, is praising his work ethic.
I do respect and admire Joe's desire to serve the citizens of the 4th Congressional District, and I'm confident that if the people choose him, he'll serve them with the same commitment and dedication that he served the citizens of Middlesex County.
Several other Democrats are thinking about running, including State Senator Cynthia Cream, Boston City Councilor Mike Ross, and District Attorney Sam Sutter, to name a few. Kennedy says he will begin reaching out to people in the 4th District in order to hear about their challenges. To make these connections, he'll be driving from the 8th Congressional District in Cambridge, where he now lives. The Constitution does not require a candidate to live in the district they are running in, only in the state they will represent. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.